if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Betty Rock will be back tomorrow. Hopefully, she will regale us with stories from her time on the road with the band I Am They.
Let's see how much it's changed her.
Yeah, I watched a couple of her Instagram posts, mm-hmm. like her stories, and they were out playing mini golf. And yeah. It looks like she's having a good time. That's the weird thing about being in a band. You have to drive to shows, and when you get to a certain level and you've got a bus driver, it's great because you can sleep while you drive to the show, and then you get up, you're kind of refreshed, and you go do your thing. But you have a lot of times you'll get there early in the morning, and you've got all day until your sound check. And if you're not, and again, if you've gotten to a certain level, you're not loading in your own gear and stuff like that. So you've got all day. Like Mercy Me, they used to have a thing they called their scooter gang. So behind,
I've seen videos of
have
that.
Have you seen that? Yeah. Behind their bus, they had another trailer that had their merch and their scooters.
It's so cool. Because
they would have time and they would just get on their scooters and go ride and have fun. Because the reality is you've got this bus, but you can't get anywhere because you don't have a car. So because the bus parks and stays. And so a lot of times they have runners who the venue or the promoter hires to take the band wherever they want to go.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so like the band would then go, we want to go play mini golf. And so they'd either, you know, have a runner get them, or maybe they Uber now. I don't know. And so then you go and you do stuff because you have all this time in the day you kill before you go and you work a few hours. Now, some shows you're having to go and do radio interviews and things like that. But there is a lot of downtime on the road, and that's where you get to go. I mean, there are guys that bring their golf clubs with them and go play golf all the time or do
relaxing.
Different things. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's one of those lifestyles that for a while it's a lot of fun, but then it runs its course the older you get, and you're kind of like, I want to be home. I want to sleep on my own bed tonight. But then there are guys that don't know how to not do it. Like the Newsboys, like Duncan from the Newsboys, the drummer, doesn't know how to not be on the road. Same with Michael Tate, doesn't know how to not be backstage and the life of the party, because he's the consummate rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He loves the life. He loves being backstage. He's not married, so he's kind of like, why be home, you know? And so he loves it. And he's a great host when you're out with them and stuff. But when they go home, like Duncan said, and Duncan's wife is like, oh yeah, it's hard when he comes home because he wants to do things his way. And like, he's gone so much. I got this, you know? And so a lot of wives, when the artist comes home, it actually is tough for them because the guys try to manage things where they don't need to be. And the best thing you can do is learn to, like, your wife has it while you're gone. She's going to have it when you're here. Just let her do, you know?
It's her house.
It's a fascinating life, so man. I'll tell you. I remember one time, I was talking to, what's his name from the Afters? Josh, the singer for the Afters. And he was talking about his kid drawing pictures, you know, and stuff like that at kindergarten. And I'm like, oh yeah, like is your kid's family picture, is your kid's picture of your family, them standing next to their mom and then you on a computer screen?
No.
And it just leveled him, man. Oof. It hit him, must have hit him on the wrong day. He's like, oh. And but it's true, like, and so many of these guys, like, they go out, and then ladies, they go out and they're investing in the gospel and in the lives of other people, but then their own families take the hit because they're gone, you know? And so I've enjoyed seeing more and more, like, some of the guys that I've known over the years spending less time on the road and spending more time with family. I mean, that's what... the Afters ended up doing that. They were like, we're going to make less money and get off the road as much. And same thing with... Reason, the song Reason, Unspoken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they made a conscious decision to play less dates, even if it cost them more money, but to spend time and be around family.
Because family will be forever. And obviously, you want the career and the music to last about as long as it can last. But, you know, hopefully your family lasts a lot longer than that does.
Well, it's tricky, yeah, because you have to strike while the iron's hot in any form of entertainment. And while you are, you know, on fire, you make the money and you tour and tour and tour and tour. But then, yeah, there can only be so much of that, you know. And then the people that are trying to hold on to it, it's hard. It's hard on the families. So. But hopefully Betty Rock will be back, and she will tell us all about her time. Some of the news stories we missed today. China is definitely... There are so many stories that you read about China, and you think, that can't be real. Like, they limit the amount of kids you have. No way that's real.
What in the world?
But it's real. You know, like, and like, because we have a friend that lives in China, and the things that she would tell my wife, and then the things that she can't say via the internet, like with emails, she actually... will write letters, or they'll have phone calls and things like that where she won't put certain things in writing. And she's not even a missionary. Her husband's over there because he makes really good money in electronics, and they've been over there for 5 years, I think. But their stuff is constantly monitored. And so there are things, like faith-wise things, that she doesn't say because she doesn't want... Because they go to this church, and it's not really an underground church, but it's not... really popular, like locals aren't really allowed to go, you know.
And, oh my goodness.
And you have to take your passport to go and show them that you're not, you know, a local kind of thing.
Sure.
But so so none of this stuff surprised me. Like Amazon's audiobook service Audible, and there are phone apps like Bible reading apps that have disappeared from the Apple store in mainland China. And it's kind of the latest example of the country tightening rules on, you know, aggression towards or against religion.
Mm, sure.
Because it's a threat to their institution and communism. It's crazy. So the maker of the Bible app, they were like, yeah, it got pulled, and they're now reviewing the requirements to obtain necessary permits to do this. Because there is some faith that is above board in China, but they make it super hard on you.
Is that a country you've been to?
I've never been to China.
Okay. I mean, I had a friend who, I think, or no, let's see, who was it? Oh, no, they're based in Tokyo, which is Japan. But yeah, it's like such a different culture than ours. And then the rules on top of it.
Yeah, like the closest I've been to like a culture like that would be Thailand, like an Eastern culture, and super reserved, super polite. It was fascinating. My daughter wanted to go to China. She had this fascination with China when she was little. And so she wanted to go to China, and we had told her, oh yeah, maybe we'll go one day. And I think it was her 16th birthday. We had talked about maybe going to China and like see it, because I mean, it's an amazing place, you know? But then by that time she was out of the China phase and was into musical theater. So we went to New York.
Oh,
so it saved me money.
Yeah. It's
not much
in country. Oh no. That's not cheap at all.
Yeah. Weekend trips to New York are not what you think. Like, oh, I got a cheap flight. Well, that's just the start of it.
And
like,
then
it's
hotels and it's the hustle and bustle of New York City.
Oh yeah. Everything's although you can, like, if you're not trying to eat well there, like we ate at the pizza places for a dollar. Like, pizza was a dollar a slice.
The local stuff, too.
Yeah, and we found, like, the hole in the walls. Like, we would eat there. I would eat off the food carts, but my wife wouldn't. and then some local knowledge is, if you're in New York, okay, and there's a food cart that doesn't have prices on it, don't eat at that food cart if you are not a local, because they will charge you more.
Oh, really?
And they're not allowed to. No, they can't. But that's what they say. They say, yeah, go to the ones that have their prices. Because they will charge tourists more for a Sabret dog than they will someone that lives there and knows, no, it's not worth
$8. So funny. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
$8 for a hot dog.
Oh, it's crazy. Let's do a little bit of least of these in honor of Miss Betty Rock. Ryan Reynolds, the lovely and talented Ryan Reynolds, who was in Free Guy recently. has announced that he is taking a sabbatical from making movies.
Boo. So,
well, yeah, but another example of a guy who's worked really hard and struck while the iron was hot, and then it's like, okay, now, yeah, enjoy your family and do the right things now.
He's got another movie coming out on Netflix, I think, here in a few days called Red Notice that looks really good with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh, which one are you?
I was thinking of Spirited that's coming out on Apple TV.
That's
in Christmas.
Apple TV, I forgot about
that. Okay. So I didn't know he had another one.
Yeah,
Red Notice.
Which, I mean, you know, Free Guy was such a big movie. Yeah. Red Notice has him, Dwayne Johnson, and Gal Gadot. So it's like another really big looking action movie that probably nets
him. And it's Netflix?
Yeah. It's a, like,
that's crazy.
I forget when it's coming out. I think it's 2 or 3 weeks from now, but it looks big too.
Really? I loved the little TikTok trend that he and Will Ferrell did while they were filming the Spirited movie.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple,
Will
I could
Ferrell
be
makes me laugh.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
I love that.
So good.
I love the high parts. I love the high parts. He said, yeah, it's time. I'm going to miss every second of working with all these people, but it's time to take a little break.
He'll be back too, though. But, he's done so much in the last, like, 2 or 3 years, and he's kind of like you were talking about earlier. Like, he hit when the iron was hot.
Yeah.
Like, he has been really successful, and he's had a lot of hits, and he's not going to be done, but good on him. Hopefully he just takes a minute to chill out after being so good.
I think he's a great actor. Like, you take Jason Bateman, who is a really good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason Bateman plays the exact same character in everything that he's in, but boy, he's got it dialed in. Like, he is great at that. Ryan Reynolds is kind of one step above that. Ryan Reynolds is, his characters are very similar for the most part, but he has a little bit more range, you know, than like Bateman, or there's a couple other like character actors like that. Like, I think he has a little bit more in the tank, but he definitely has that thread of Ryan that makes him really great.
And he's like a buffer, bigger guy, so he can do all the action stuff. Whereas like, you saw Jason Bateman doing, you know, like this new movie Red Notice, where there's like an FBI agent stuff. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
He'd be the scrawny little, oh my goodness gracious,
but
character.
Then you've got like Jim Halpert, who got all ripped for 13 hours.
That was true.
And I never thought, when I saw that movie, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to like this. He will never come across as a
tall,
military contractor. Yeah, I'm like, there's no way. And he was great in that. Mm-hmm.
And
like,
I don't see him taking a step back from that either, because he's done, what's this kind of scary?
The Harrison Ford one, Clear and Present Danger. What was the,
my goodness. Goodness, The Quiet Place. Quiet Place.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It.
The Quiet Place. But I was thinking of the thing he did on Amazon. Which,
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, he did the whole. It was Tom Clancy.
Yes.
What is that called? Patriot Games. All that whole.
They did it.
I can think of all the names of the movies.
They
but
did
I can't
it with like Chris, a movie with Chris Pine a while back.
Yeah.
Too.
But he was great in that too. But like, you see other characters from The Office that have branched out and done other things, and I can't see them as anything else. Like, he did a good job at making me not just see Jim.
Jack Ryan,
thank you. But like with Pam, you know, I know Jenna Fisher, I can't see her as anything but Pam. Erin, I can't see her as anything but Erin, you know, and I like their characters in The Office better than I liked them in what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I think this was a case where he did this other movie and I forgot about the Jim character and I liked him for what he was doing.
Yeah, he's got a lot of range. I don't think I've seen anything other than maybe a couple shows, because there was a show Jenna Fisher did about a family that was like splitting up, but then kind of getting back together. And it was I actually thought it was kind of
separate,
funny.
Together or something. I forget what it's called. They're divorced and they were living. The dad was living in the pool house or something. Yeah.
But it was actually kind of funny. But again, she was just Pam.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you got any birthdays?
I got
Gavin?
One. Let me go find
it
real
amazing.
Quick. Okay. Maddie, Will, and Avalyn want to wish their sibling, Kai, a happy birthday. He is turning 2 years old. He is a wild boy who loves trucks, animals, and climbing. Don't get hurt with all the climbing. He just wanted to ask, if you had to be a Disney villain, which one would you be and why?
Disney villain?
Because I'm 2 weeks away. I'm 2 weeks away from dressing up as a Disney prince and hero, which I think is, you know, fitting. But like, I don't know what villain I'd want to be. Haley loves Ursula.
Oh, she's a great villain.
She's really good.
A great character. Probably Scar.
Oh, Scar's kind of cool.
Scar's the one I could play the best, I think.
Gaston is the worst, like, he's such a terrible human being, but he's like kind of like bigger than life itself.
Gaston is every frat guy from college.
Oh my goodness,
like,
you're right.
Like, he is a I would love to know. I saw behind the scenes how they made Frozen 2, and it's on Disney Plus. Fantastic documentary.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it follows,
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great. It follows one of the producer ladies. It shows how hard they work, and it shows all these aspects of it. It's really, really well done. I loved it. But, like, yeah, I would love to have been seen it behind the scenes when they were designing Gaston kind of thing, and they're like, okay, who here had a frat guy in their life that they just couldn't stand? That's what we're going to make Gaston, because that's totally what he is.
He's not a complex character to build.
No. Did you see that video, though, of Gaston in the Disney parks?
Yes. Are you talking about the one where the girl kind of like touches
grabs his chest? Yeah.
And then he pushes her away, and he's like, I think he calls security to to have her step away.
They have handlers at Walt Disney World. Good. They have handlers that their job is to keep people from messing with them.
And she kind of looked like she thought he was just joking.
Like it was part of his shtick.
Yeah.
Right.
But not so much.
No. And it's crazy because, I mean, it's true. It's like if you were to aggressively touch one of the princesses like that, it would be assault.
You'd get tackled. Like, you'd be under
total assault.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? But this girl felt like it was okay. And so, like, this guy, it's funny because they tell the princesses how to sideswipe, like, advances from dads or men or whatever, you know, and they have to stay in character.
Sure.
And it was interesting that this guy, like, kind of broke character to sidestep this, you know, because she was like aggressive and wasn't backing down. Mm-hmm. And he finally was like, I've had enough, you know, kind of thing, which is fascinating.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see the other side of the story, which you just don't see too often.
Yeah, because you know what, ladies? We have brains, okay? And we're not just all hunks of meat like Gaston. We're not all Gaston-y.
No,
okay? Gaston-y. Yeah, and so treat us as such. Our eyes are up here.
Good for us.
Yes. Just to be treated like meat once would be nice, though. Like if you are Gaston, that's the normal for you. But for guys like Gavin and me, it's like that's never an option. I wouldn't even be offended.
I know. I'm definitely like, I'm okay with, you know, having a good personality.
Yes.
But every once in a while, I wouldn't mind being like, hey, why did you marry me? Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, like, you're so handsome.
Just objectify me
once.
All right. That is going to do it for your aftercast and our dignity. And we'll do this all again tomorrow. Thanks for being a potty.